the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland. Our guest today is Journal Record senior reporter Sarah Terry Cobo. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Jacob. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about crude oil prices today because those prices are continuing to rise, but you wrote last Friday that oil and gas companies aren't necessarily celebrating. The rising oil prices come during a time of layoffs. Just last week, Devon announced that they'll lay off around 300 workers. Chesapeake laid off 400 workers earlier this year. I mean, what's going on here? What's the disconnect?
Well, so it kind of follows along this mantra that so many drillers are adjusting to, and that is lower for longer. So even though crude prices are in the mid to high 60s per barrel, it's unlikely that they will reach the highs of a few years ago when it was $100 per barrel. So each of the companies that have laid off large groups of workers this year have their own unique issues. For Chesapeake, that was due in part to the company selling off a bunch of oil and gas assets, and they had to downsize the number of people they had to match the amount of work. And not to mention they've got a lot of debt, about $9 billion. For Devon, the spokesman there for that driller, his name is John Pareto, he says for them it's about adjusting to that lower for longer mentality. And for a lot of them, they're just able to produce more oil with fewer drilling rigs. That's good for investors because they're spending less money than they did a few years ago and producing the same or more, but maybe not so good for workers.
Do you think we're past the point of seeing major layoffs in the industry right now?
Well, it's hard for me to judge, but a couple sources say they think the worst is over for a while. So West Texas Intermediate, that's the benchmark for U.S. crude. It closed trading higher than $67 per barrel on Friday, which one energy finance professor says that's a likely sign oil could rise to $70 per barrel. It hit that resistance point, so to speak.
Now, right now, there are fewer than half as many onshore drilling rigs in the United States as there were before the downturn. In 2014, there were some 1,500 rigs. Now there are about 700. Why is that significant?
Well, it's important to note that U.S. oil production is actually higher now than it was in the peak back in the summer of 2014 before oil prices started sliding a few months later. So with more oil pumped using fewer rigs, that's a sign of efficiency, sort of what I mentioned before. But efficiency gains are really some of the most important lessons that drillers learned during the downturn, how to squeeze every last penny and renegotiate contracts when they could so they could lower their overhead costs.
So when oil prices are high like they were between 2010 and 2014, there isn't much of a need for that efficiency because it's just so profitable to drill.
Exactly.
But when we're talking $60 to $70 per barrel, efficiency is more important. How does that efficiency change how oil and gas companies operate?
So it's different, but for some, it means you don't need as many people to do the same amount of work. For others, that means they get a higher return or a higher profit margin for every barrel of oil or every 1,000 cubic feet of gas they produce. That makes it more attractive to investors who would be more willing to lend them cash as long as they spend it wisely. And investors, they want a return on their money too. So if the drillers have higher profit margins, shareholders expect something in return, like a dividend or something along those lines.
So it sounds like there's more productivity and more efficiency. Is it really just all about the price of oil at this point?
Well, yes and no. So one source, Mike Stice, he's the dean of the Geology and Geophysics College at OU. He says, unconventional drilling is way more expensive than it used to be. You know, what used to cost $300,000 for a well is now like a $10 million well. So the margin that they make on $60 oil is much smaller than what it used to be. And he says that's why you have 9% layoffs for Devon in the midst of $60 a barrel. That's just good old-fashioned economics. That's the market at work, unfortunately.
We've been talking today with Journal Record senior reporter Sarah Terry Cobo. Sarah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Great to be here, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.